and disciples at the emanation of wisdom, the emanation of wisdom from the tongue of Sheikh. To the weary, this is repetition. In my eyes, it is the bringing of repeated life. The candle goes upward from repeated flashes. Earth becomes gold in consequence of repeated heat.
What does all this mean? It's not clear, because suddenly he is started with some strange subject. Let's go back. Let's read the last verse of the last paragraph.
Though I should speak on this topic till a resurrection, 100 resurrections would pass, and this incomplete.
Mm-hmm. Now read this.
The rules to be observed by listeners and disciples at the emanation of wisdom from the tongue of the Sheikh. To the weary, this is repetition. In my eyes, it's the beginning of repeated life, the bringing of repeated life.
Now the meaning is here. In the last paragraph, he was talking about the meaning of something which is written black and white, or something that you could think about and be careful and analyze and translate and all that, right? Then he said, I cannot finish this because I could say this 1,000 times and it doesn't finish. Then what? Then he wants to talk about it. Not to talk about it. To say what is the rule of this kind of thinking. And he starts with what? With the point that you don't get when you're reading this book. He repeats some stuff. And to you, it looks like repetition. Means you're bored. Means you're no good. He repeats it. He knows that he repeats it. And he knows what 1, 2, 3 repetition doesn't do. It needs unlimited repetitions. Why? Because each time you repeat this, you think about it another moment. So you live another moment, because the moment of your life is the moment that you should think about this, right? I was explaining the human life to you. To forget about the animal life. To understand that my life is not the life of this animal. My life is my soul. And that is not limited to this. It's out there, right? How many times should I say this? Whenever you don't repeat this, this is talking, remember? This will never stop saying me. You should learn to understand there is another me which is not this. That me. That me. How do you do it? The only way I learn to do it is when I realize to say that me. Not that me. Because when you say that me, you are somehow bragging about a better one, hidden one of yourself. That's the ego. And that's the feral part of you, because that's the arrogance to say that me. This me, the me in we, that's real me. That's one I should think about. This, say me like this. So how many times I should repeat this? I should repeat this to the point that this one stops to think that this is me. To realize that this is not me. My meaning is me. That simple. And my meaning is not in my blood. Is not in my body. It's not even in my existence, because I could exist it. I could have existed in a small village somewhere in the forest and being lost at the age of 12. And lived like a monkey. Then what? The monkey existed. Me didn't exist. What is in me? Culture means what? Means I'm cultivated. Means a lot of people, they put a seed in me. A lot of people, they water that seed. This is what I am. Isn't it? That's my meaning. I received a lot from we, and I created some little part of it. I'm responsible for that one. Right? Because that's what I can do. When I was born somewhere, can I change it? Yeah, whenever I'm passing a border, they will say, where are you born? And my answer is always, it's Iran. It's not my fault. It happened to me. Because I didn't decide to be born there. I didn't decide even to be a man or a woman. And for close to 2 months, in the womb of my mom, I was both. Yeah, that's how it goes. We are all both. We have both different parts. That's what it is. That's the animal one. That's not my meaning. My meaning is out of me. That's why the first thing I need is a mirror. To see myself from outside. Because that's what the meaning is. This is what he wants to repeat now. And you say, okay, now I repeat this. And some of you get bored. If you're bored, think again about your first step. Do you remember the first step before coming to the class? It was yearning, wanting it, right? I repeat it because to me, this is to live again. Because my life is, to repeat this to you, my life is to play a role in your correction. I'm happy after my death, so many hundred years later, you will remember Rumi as a part of your improvement. So I repeat this. Repetition is because this is the most important part. This is the real life. Now read it from the beginning.
The candle goes upward from repeated flashes. Earth becomes gold in consequence of repeated heat. If there are thousands of seekers and a single weary one, the messenger will refrain from delivering his message. These mystery-telling messengers of the hidden mind require a hearer who has the nature of Israfil. They have a haughtiness and pride like kings. They require service from the people of the world. Until you perform the observances due to them, how will you gain profit from their message? How will they deliver that deposit to you till you are bowed double before them? How is every observance acceptable to them? For they have come from the sublime palace. They are not...
Okay, what was the meaning of all this?
Listen.
We wanted to explain the rules. And why should he explain it to you? Why don't you know it? Because you think about yourself only, right? Now think about the others who are teaching you. What is their attitude? Means, okay, you are listening to me. And when I repeat, you get bored. What about me? Who is me and the people like me? These are the people that they put some rules Because this is their job. They are here to change the rules, right? You have the animal rule and you're going on. They are here to show you the other rule. And they have some rules. First of all, why should they bother to spend their time to talk to you? What? Oh, we talked about it. Do you remember? Oh, yes. We talked about it and said these prophets, one by one, they came and you denied, and at the end he said the prophets, they want to give up. But they cannot, because they're not doing it for you. They're ordered to do it. They have to do it. So they do it. Right? Do you remember that? Here we say, yes, they have to do it. But could they do it to someone who doesn't want it? It doesn't work. Even with the people who want to change, it's difficult to transfer this because they need to change. What about the people who don't want to change? That's why the first step doesn't have a book. Because that first step cannot be taught to anyone. We are not doing it. We start teaching the people who has passed the first yearning period, right? That's how I started my book. Why? Just because it's difficult? It's not difficult because here we have magics. So nothing is difficult for us. Why? You tell me. Why? Why don't we bother to try to talk like this that I'm doing in my class when I'm in a party or when I'm talking to someone in the street? Why? Here he said, because this fellow is arrogant and he wants you to bow to this fellow. Didn't he say this? He would say that these are the arrogant people and they put the rules and you have to follow them and bow to them, then they will talk to you. Why? We talked about this so many times. And you have to have the answer. 6-year-old boy asking you that. What is this?
It's your personal choice.
Responsibility, yes. If it is not your choice, you are not responsible. It's like these different social movements. They provoke the sentiment of the people to do this and that. This is not what we do. You should be volunteer 100%. You cannot be forced to become a wise fellow. A clever one, yes. A knowledgeable one, yes. But a loving one? I needed that. Therefore, this is how they do it. Now, read it from 3 verses above.
They have haughtiness and pride like kings. Mm-hmm. They require service from the people of the world.
Yep.
Until you perform the observances due to them, how will you gain profit from their message? How will they deliver that deposit to you, till you are bowed double before them? How is every observance acceptable to them? For they have come from the sublime palace. They are not beggars, that they should be grateful to you, O impostor, for every service. But, O inmost consciousness, notwithstanding lack of desire, scatter the Sultan's charity. Do not withhold it.
Where is he going? He started with what?